softly.
Stop.
some point sort of around that Alto Road. Question, Bill. Yes, you do. You move on the third measure of that. You see, you move from E natural up to F natural. Yep. Okay. So let's take that again. Right on the chord that you have at 115. So where we've arrived in the key chain. Here we go. Now bass is moved. Next move. And good. All right. So this time let's do it in tempo again from 111, and we'll keep going. Let's add in that day crescendo that happens at the end of that dreams at the top of 12, of 11. Okay? One, two, and.
Yeah.
all that work on our eval, because we have just so many evals in this piece that we really have to be careful that we're not going in dreams, 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 dreams. It gets uglier and uglier as we kind of forget to think about it. So we have to constantly remind ourselves to think about that vowel, right? So let's back up and let's do that. Let's go all the way back to 111 so we can get through to the top. Okay, here we go. Almost directly, isn't it? See how he smiles.
See how he smiles. Very bassy.
But we want a little bit of smile in that bass. That will help us be a little more present there. Okay? One, two, and.
Yeah.
really and truly 143. And oh. hold on to that. Onto that is on the next page, and we'll have to do it again. One and a two and a. Can I get a little bit more alto bass there? That entrance. You're not quite just backup sound there. It's got its own interest. So it's got its own rhythmic interest, and I really want to hear that come out. That might also mean tenor, soprano, listen for that. I don't need you to make this big, huge, dramatic decrescendo, but be listening for their entrance and make sure you can hear it. Here we go, once again, 143, one and a two, go.
Beautiful is the mother.